benefits of customer relationship management, benefits of the CRM. What is the benefits of the CRM? Emails and SMS can be completely customized. Whatever the emails and whatever the SMS are completely customized. At the same time, booking confirmation, which details of the booking, upcoming events and special promotion can be emailed and messaged once you have the data of the customers. Once you have the data of the customers, you may call and you may put SMS and you may put mails also. The same time, automatic thank you email can be sent. Once you receive any compliments from the customers, you can send automatic thank you note also. And a feedback emails can be sent to quick response from the customers, whatever the feedback they might be giving in a feedback form. If you have CRM system in place, immediately the response can be conveyed to the customers. It helps to build a dynamic and static list of booking history and interest, etc., and sends personalized messages also. What exactly will happen is, once you have the data of your customers, you will come to know what exactly they have the interest, what feedback they have given, and what exactly the data you have, you will come to know. The CRM will help you towards that. Tracking customer feedback also. You would be having a customer feedback forms in your F&B organization. If you feed exactly what customers are giving the feedback, according to that, you can track the customer feedback also. Each feedback should be responded back with a thank you note. It helps to connect with the brand on a personal level. For example, if you visit any kind of restaurant, if you give the customer comment card, feedback form, if you get the response through email, if you get response to SMS, the way you interact, the way you connect with the restaurant is a different way. So CRM will help you to get the customer back to your restaurant. Calculate profile the customer satisfaction. Feedback is used to analyze customer satisfaction scores. It helps to study customer satisfaction and habits. Your customer feedback form will be having the scores and the satisfaction level also. With the CRM, you will come to know exactly where he is happy. He is happy with the food quality, he is happy with the food service, he is happy with the food ambience, what exactly complaints he has, what opportunities we will be having. With that note, if you go back to the customer through email or SMS or a call back, so the customer will come back to your restaurant. So CRM will help you to your marketing strategy also. Now, tracking customer feedback, which we have spoken, promote positive comments. The nice things said help generate new business through word of mouth marketing. See, word of mouth marketing is evergreen marketing, which can be useful in any organization. CRM will help you word of mouth marketing, because if you are coordinating, if you are connecting with your customers, so that one customer will convey the message to another customer. So this will help you as a one marketing strategy as well. The guest comments can be shared on the website like a TripAdvisor, Bob. What exactly will happen is, whenever CRM in place, those customers are giving a positive feedback can be advertised on a few websites like TripAdvisor, Bob. Motivate frontline employees also. Good words said about the employees, motivate them. This also motivate the others to get appreciated. Employees will work better and positive influence the customer experience. If you are able to motivate the frontline employees, they will cross promote and they will do suggestive selling to your customers as well. And tracking customer feedback, increase frequency of the visits. How exactly it will happen is, once you are tracking the customer comment cards and customer feedback forms, and you are being in touch with the customers, he will come back and you are winning your customers. The frequency will be increased, and increase production offer. Understand the preference of the regular customer, offer new products. What exactly the new customer, what exactly the old customer, exactly what he is having. For example, his visits are low and he is not coming regularly, offer a new product to him, offer discounts to him, offer some promotion to him to get back the customer. If you have the data with you, you may call or you may put SMS or you may email also. So CRM will help you to communicate your regular customers. And market research and analysis useful to generate data and the time spent and the loyalty levels each customer, which is used to take decision increasing turnover. So you will come to know what are the exactly customers are coming to your restaurant, what are their habits, and you can do proper research with that. And create a wow experience, keeping track of favorite food items and drinks and birthdays and anniversaries, create a wow experience. For example, whatever the customer comment card you have, the feedback form you have, there is a column of anniversary, there is a column of birthday, and if you are able to manage your CRM data, and if you are able able to send a SMS as a happy birthday wishes and anniversary wishes, that will be create a wow experience to him, and definitely the customer will come back to your restaurant. This is a wonderful experience. Now, information technology in F&B. So in food and beverage operations, there is information technology also can be used. Where exactly it is using, what are the benefits of the technology, let's discuss in a brief manner. It can be used as order taking and online table booking, payment processing, inventory control, waitlist management, and frequent dinner program interfaces. So technology also helps improve margins and quality. Exactly how exactly it works is, if you are able to use a technology, so whatever the manual mistakes would be there, whatever the human manual mistakes would be there, it will go and your margins will go high. Now, restaurant manager system, the restaurant manager system and RMS, and can be broadly classified into front office, front of the house technology, back of the house technology, and guest service and website. These are the three areas majority of the technology can be used in F&B operations. Let's see in a broad manner, F&B, front of the house technology. What is the front of the house technology? The POS and order taking system. If the POS, what is the order taking system? We have discussed about the KOT system, kitchen operating system. The waiter will go there on table and he will take a manual take order, and one copy will be there with the waiter, one copy will be there go to kitchen, and one copy will go to the cashier. For example, if we have the system in place where he can place order and computer only, one copy automatically will go to kitchen, one copy automatically will go to cashier, and one copy automatically will save in a computer. So how much time can be saved? The same time, whatever the manual mistakes can happen, it will not happen. And in F&B control system also, it will help you a lot. Now, it helps to make changes to menu and the prices and obtain the flash reports. Whenever you required reports, for example, if you are making a KVTs in a different way, so you need to track all KVTs manually. If it is there in a system, by pressing one button, you will get all menu mix and what exactly the product sold in that day. So your technology will help you in front office in a lot manner to track your menu items also. Back of the house technology. What is back of the house technology and where the back office technology is getting utilized? Let's have a look. And it can be used for the menu management, product management system for the procuring, menu costing and various, and HR and labor management, and finance reporting. Now, back of the house technology, what is menu management? A tool to meet all the restaurant managers need to through a web-based platform. Designing and updating, printing and distributing can be done through this platform. This tool can also evaluate manager purchasing a plan to purchasing for the menus, help to make changes in the menu without much efforts. What exactly will happen is, for example, if you are not using a manual KOT, you are using a POS system where you will type all orders, what exactly the customer has placed to waiter. So in the back of the system, every day they will come to know what exactly the product are getting sold, and they can procure according to that, what items are getting sold more and what items are getting sold less. According to that they can procure according to that. And a product management system for the purchasing, there are two kind of systems. One is the product management system track products through each inventory cycle. For example, there is an inventory cycle is there. Every 15 days you take the inventory. In the inventory cycle, you will come to know what exactly product has sold. According to that, you can keep a purchasing cycle in place. Back of the house technology, menu engineering and marketing. This is very important aspect in back office technology. Let's see, the features of the tool will depend on the type of the software and the requirement of the establishment. This is very important. A variance report can be generated, any significant variance investigated in the ratio of the cost versus price. Technology has enabled a product high quality means the use of effective menu is enhances. What exactly will happen is there is a menu mix is involved. For example, there is a raw material is coming to your restaurant. And the same time, the raw material is coming, converting as a finished product. End of the day, if you are selling the finished products, I will give you a small example. There is an X item you have taken inside your restaurant. With the X item, you are able to generate 4 X items, 4 Y items as a finished products. If you sell fold Y items, your computer automatically will say that X item is utilized for the four Y items. For example, you have sold only 3 Y items and whatever the X, the raw material item is exhausted. So the various report, the variance report, whatever the variance report will give you exact picture, exactly what exactly your food cost is happening under. Now, HR and labor management, the software handles all human resource like working hours, making duty roster, salary and payroll and other benefits. What exactly will happen is if you are having any manual register for keeping the attendance, what exactly will happen is there might be chances of manual mistake, there might be chances of filferages also, there might be chances of mishandling that HR policies also. If you have the system where the technology can take the attendance automatically, so your payroll can be in place. Financial reports. The tools help to monitor the financial transactions and reports. It makes it easier to monitor service times, fast foods and labor costs and guest counts with the help of technology and the preparation of the balance sheets and other financial control reports generated. For example, if you have the system in a front office, if you have the system in a back office, if you have the system in HR aspect also, the financial reports he will generate in a very easy manner. For example, food cost he required. By report only you will get the food cost. The same manner, if you required what exactly the sales happened, you will get the report. So it's very easy to tally what is my profitability, what is my loss, and if I am getting loss, why its loss is happening. Is there happening because of the food items, because of the beverage items, because of the food cost, because of the staffing cost? Exactly, I can track in a broad manner. Yeah. Now, guest service and websites. Guest service and websites. What exactly guest service and websites? Let's discuss in a broad manner. The CRM software is used to manage the customers and its database for the servicing the better. So whoever the customers are coming in your restaurant, they might be filling your guest feedback form. If you are able to take the database with the name and number and email ID, whatever the feedback, what is his interest, what is his date of birth and what is his anniversary, with that you can track your customers properly. The same time, website are used as a merchandising tools and advertising. Restaurant technology used to store, recall guest preference, table, menu items and wine service. Internet booking customers can pre-order, thus minimize the time spent on restaurant. What exactly will happen is if you have a website and if you have a toll-free number, and people might call you for the booking as well. And the management in the social media like the Facebook and the Twitter to connect with the customer more quickly. This is also very, very famous guest interaction nowadays. People are using social media to connect with the customers. For the financial management in F&B organization, what exactly the financial management and what important roles and responsibility for the financial management? There is a financial planning is involved, and the financial statement and control and financial decision making is also involved. What is exactly the financial planning? How exactly it works? And let's have a look. And the financial planning is a process that requires a thorough understanding of what client needs and aspire to achieve and how will he be able to fulfill the same. Exactly. The same time it also understanding the client's mindset along the having idea of his background and regarding his money relations. So what exactly money is happening with the organization, where exactly it is going and where exactly the planning is happening. This gives you the financial planning. And the same time it involves the management, the finance controller and food and beverage managers. It involves everybody where exactly is money is flowing, where exactly money is coming, everybody involved and everybody can analyze. The same time reports are generated for review by the management and financial forecasting. What exactly you are generating, what are the sales you are getting, if with the financial forecasting, all each and every manager can analyze your reports. And the financial statements and controls, what exactly the financial statements and how it can be useful as a controls. Financial statements provide information to both internal and external customers. Managers need to detail about the operations and understand the status of the day-to-day activities. Government lenders need to evaluate the progress of the financial health and understanding the market standards. And 4 primary financial statements can be utilized in F&B organization. What exactly it is? It is income statement, and the same time balance sheets, cash flow statements and operating budgets. Financial statements and controls, what exactly that income statements, what exactly that income statements, whatever the revenue you are generating, whatever the revenue you are generating, there might be a profit and there might be a loss also. This income statement will give you a clear picture of your financial strategy of your organization. Balance sheet is also called the statement of the financial position and statement of the financial conditions. It shows the financial health of the business. Balance sheet shows the company assets and liabilities. Your balance sheet will give you a clear picture of your organization assets and your organization liabilities also. And the cash flow statement reflects the source and the uses of cash for a period of the time. The statements also help to know the cash and non-cash aspect of the operations of the accounting period. It also gives the account of the accounts received, that is money of the business owes to others. What exactly is money is flowing in your F&B operations, it will give you cash flow statement. And at the same time, it is a budget also. Budgets can be forecasted towards your sales and towards your costing also. It has to be budget. This income statement will give you according to the budget statements also. Uses of the financial management. What exactly the uses of the financial management? I say the financial management is the heart of your business, because you are doing the business, whatever the F&B operations, it has to generate money. It will give you clear picture of your business. Let's see, owners will come to know exactly what is happening with the business, either they are profitable or they are in loss. The same time, they might be the investors are involved in your business, they will come to know exactly what is happening to your business. It helps to the invest. It helps to invest to know about the health of the company status, about their investments. So investors will put some money in your business. They will come to know what exactly is happening with their money. The same time, creditors get to know that debit owned by restaurant can be repaid. And at the same time, managers will come to know what exactly is happening with the business, and in future what need to take care to increase their businesses. Let's talk about the frequent financial problems. Are what are the financial problems occur in your organization? Because of that, your organization may be closed and it may go for the loss also. Let's see, there are three problems. One is high expenses. There would be high expenses. Because of the high expenses, your business might not be good and business might not do well also. The same time, poor accounting. There would be accounting method always involved. If you are unable to do accounting in proper manner, it may reflect your financial statement also. And failure to review reports, and whatever reports we are talking, we would be using the technology, and if you are unable to review the reports, it will affect your financial condition of your business also. Let's discuss about the human resource management. This is the one of the department which can be used for your food and beverages. This is the one of the best department, because it involves all humans and employees also. Now the HR department has to manage functions such as recruitment and performance management and staying in compliance with the employment and food handling regulation. This is very important factor, but they interact with the internal people, the customers. And the internal people means those who are employees are working with your organization. The HR manager determine and forecast the manpower needs for the establishment. The HR manager takes care of the budgeting manpower for your establishment. What exactly you required the manpower, and when you required, how many people you required, he is the person who takes care of the budgeting your manpower. HR's role and responsibility start from the moment an application expressed an interest of working of the job, company employee last day of the job. For example, if any employee joins from day one to last day of his tenure, HR manager takes care of his all aspects. HR staff expertise, knowledge and industry practice and experience create a recipe of the food and beverage establishment success. Now, the HR processes, let's talk about the few processes of the HR. Recruitment would be there. There would be recruitment. After recruitment, there would be induction and training and salary and other benefits and appraisal and exit formalities. These are the HR processes. Let's see each section how exactly it works. And human resource management, there is a human resource acquisition acquisition and the development human resource and the maintenance of the human resource. Human resource acquisition, what exactly it is? Let's see, have a look of human resource acquisition. This involves HR planning, job analysis and recruitment and selection, because whatever the job profiles you have in your organization, it has to plan. You cannot recruit each and everybody for the each and every position, because you need to see what exactly the job profile. According to that only you can recruit the people. The same time, the HR has to forecast the manpower needs to be established, which we have discussed. They need to budget the manpower. Before that only, HR manager coordinate with the F&B manager and determines appropriate staffing levels. Whenever the operational manager, F&B manager gives and convey the message, I would be required staff, and HR manager is the manager, he would be coordinating with the staffing recruitment. The same time, the HR determines the source of the recruitment, like web portals, referrals and newspaper advertisements. These are the channels where exactly the HR manager get the people for the recruitment. The most of the cases, it works with the referral only. The same time, recruitment and selection, how exactly the recruitment and selection happens, let's have a brief look about that. The recruitment and selection process involves taking preliminary interview, written and verbal. There are few organizations, they give you verbal interviews also. At the same time, written interviews also, there would be a written examination would be there. Whoever the candidate is appearing for the interview, he has to pass that interview. The same time, the candidate are forwarded to the respective department heads final interview. What exactly will happen is HR will take the first round of the interview. And later on, that candidate will process to that whatever the department he is moving, that head will take further interview. And HR prepares the documents like offer letter, appointment letters for the selected candidates. This is very important role. Those who are selecting for the documentation for offer letter and HR letter, appointment letter, HR provides to the candidate. And referral checks, health checks are done before the candidate finalizes. This is very important aspect, because referral checks are very important. What exactly the background and how exactly his health is, HR the responsibility to take care of referral checks and health checks as well. And recruitment can be done through two sources. One is internal sources and one is external sources. What is internal sources, which we have discussed, that is a referral program. And external sources is very simple, maybe advertisement, maybe web portal also, and you can call the those who are interested also. This is also one external source of recruitment. Let's see about the internal sources. We have spoken about that internal promotions and employee referrals, and external advertisement through employment agencies. There is a campus recruitment, online job portal also, which we have discussed. Now, onboarding and induction. Once recruitment is there, once recruitment is done, he will come onboarding. He will come on organization. That time, you need to explain that the new candidate, whoever is coming to your organization, there would be induction program has to be there. What is the company vision? What is the company mission? What is exactly the company is expanding? How well you would be getting your profession in this organization? What is your career growth in this organization? This covers you onboarding training, that is an induction program. And at the same time, development of the human resources are training to new joinees, and at the same time approaches, upskills and the skill development workshops also they have to take care. And at the same time, compensation and benefit, setting competitive wages and other benefits, payroll processing. From operation they need to take the attendance and they need to process for the payrolls also. This is the roles and responsibility for the HR manager. And maintenance of the human resources compliance with employment regulations such as labor laws, minimum wages and the overtime act. There is a government acts also involved. So HR is the manager, he will take care of laws. Now, prevent violation of the long hours and the low wages of the restaurant workers. Sometimes what exactly will happen is the restaurant workers work more and they might not get overtimes. These HR manager takes care of the overtimings also. Now, discipline, ensuring the dress code, behavior on the promotions and the sexual harassment, other related matters also, HR department takes care. Now, let's have a look of brief summary of the whatever we have discussed till now. The hospitality marketing includes marketing mix and a promotional mix and a developing products as per marketing segment. There is a marketing segment of where your products are getting promoted, which are three are marketing mix and a promotional mix and a developing products as per marketing segment. Now CRM is the technology based tool with basic capabilities to organize and manage customer database and relationship. Whatever the customers are coming to your restaurant, they would be filling your comment card. You need to take name and date of birth and email ID and mobile number and whatever date of birth is there, the anniversary day. And this is the database which you are maintaining that can be useful as a CRM data. At the same time, information technology helps towards your front office and back office also. And financial planning, financial statements, control and decision making are three important aspects for the financial management. Now, HR functions include recruitment, performance management and staying compliance with the employment and food handling regulations also. This is the roles and responsible for the HR manager. This is the summary for this subject. Thank you.